Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It's like the first day of school, day one of the Bills' voluntary offseason conditioning program. And of the 75 players currently under contract, head coach Doug Marrone says most of them are here. They're not game planning, they're not installing systems. They spend their days conditioning and in the weight room.
A lot of their time, obviously, is you know, with the lifting and the running, which we're not a part of, nor can we look at or view or work with or be in the weight room. And then, you know, we'll probably about have an hour and 20 minutes of meetings. And there's breaks, obviously, in there to go. The players will have their iPads. And what we're doing is basically putting in the foundation of the systems, you know, offense and defense.
It's the second year in this offense for the Bills and for quarterback E.J. Manuel. He came in cold as a rookie a year ago. And at this time last year, he was still unsure where he'd be drafted, let alone what offense he might run.
Last year, this time, I was probably on a flight to one of the teams doing private workouts or, you know, visit with the coaches and things like that. So to have all that stuff done, the whole process out of the way, and just being able to focus, you know, from January into this point on now, as far as getting ready for September, has been great for me.
As part of his offseason work, E.J. Manuel organized some offensive teammates for players-only workouts, the first one in California, the second one in Miami, with about a half dozen players in attendance at each.
I think the biggest thing was, one, to get back in football mode, you know, to kind of have guys, you know, we had receivers while I was working out at anyway, and there were other great receivers around the league, but at the same time, I want to throw to my guys, you know what I mean? So I think as far as getting the timing down or, you know, just enunciating plays, changing plays at the line, because this is the time where you can do all that kind of stuff.
The ball was... It was on point. Everything was on point. The thing that got me was, you know, the attitude, the mindset. And he was more talkative with what he wanted done, and it felt good because, you know, that's what you want out of your quarterback. You want your quarterback to tell you, you know, what he wants to see. You know, and we got to be able to, you know, make those adjustments.
I think it's good. I give him credit. You know, the players getting together and trying to get better. I think it shows the, you know, the commitment, you know, that they have to get us back to where we want to be.
On defense, new linebacker Brandon Spikes has been where the Bills want to be, the playoffs and the Super Bowl. His run-stuffing play on the field is welcome for a Buffalo team that struggled against the run, and his intense, fiery competitiveness are an added bonus.
He's won. I mean, he's won at Florida when he went to Florida. He won at, you know, New England when he was at New England. You know, he's a physical player that plays, you know, in a physical game. I think that he's emotional, and I like that. I like that about him. I mean, he's fired up. You know, he's fired up to be here today. He's fired up to help our football team.
I don't know no other speed. I mean, I've been doing this since, like I said, if I was yay high. You know, I remember parents coming up like, "Hey, this kid is playing too hard. He's too old. Let me see his birth certificate." My mom like, "Babe, don't worry about this. Just go out there and play. You know, let him be mad. Just try not to hurt anybody."
Brandon Spikes is not trying to hurt anyone with his words either. He's been outspoken on social media about playing against his former Patriots teammates, and he's talked about picking up a couple of wins against New England this year.
Me personally, you know, I got a big mouth. I talk a lot of trash, and, you know, I feel like I can back it up. You know, it helps me play with the edge. I done been talking, saying this and that. Hey, I got to go out there and perform, so I like that pressure. I embrace that. I love challenges.
The Bills announced the signing of three exclusive rights free agents today. Wide receiver Chris Hogan, offensive lineman Antoine McClain, and fullback Frank Summers, all of whom were on the roster last year. The team's voluntary offseason conditioning program continues through Friday this week, with four more weeks to come after that. From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.